Cancel culture has declared war on American history, America as founded. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is a returning guest, Bill Federer. It's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jerry. Great to be with you.
Bill, when I was growing up, you too, when I was growing up, the founding fathers were basically heroic. George Washington was a great hero. I mean, you see the faces on Mount Rushmore and so forth. Now, a lot of people are viewing these men as if they're villains or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a socialist tactic called deconstruction, where you negatively portray the founders of a country so that people emotionally get detached from them. And then you have a neutral period where they're disoriented and don't remember where they came from. And then you can present positively the future you have planned for them. So it's a gene replacement therapy only for a culture. So you take out the old DNA and you put in the new. And so this is done in schools where they'll have a 1619 project, and Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, where they intentionally want to portray all the founders of Western civilization negatively. Now, forget the fact that they came up with the concept of the individual, that you have a right and an identity just because you are made in the image of God, not because you can contribute to the state or the social group or whatever. Forget the fact that it's produced a country where you have more individual opportunity and upward mobility than any nation ever in world history. Forget all that. They portray the founders negatively, so the students emotionally detach from them. Then they have this neutral period, and then they present positively the LGBT agenda or socialism or Sharia Islam. And it's not just in America, it's in Europe. So Europe went from 1,000 years of Catholic cathedrals, Protestant Reformation, Jewish neighborhoods, and then it went into the French Revolution, where they stripped down everything Christian, tore down statues, dug up the grave of St. Genevieve. They didn't want a seven-day week because it went back to the Bible, so they came up with a 10-day week called a decade week. They didn't want done in the year of the Lord because it went back to Jesus, right? And so they had 1792, the new year one of the Republic, right? Intentional effort to de-Christianize France, and of course, that eventually turned into chaos out of which a dictator Napoleon usurped power. But it's not just Europe and America. China, way back in the 3rd century B.C., had the Warring States period, where six kings were fighting and one wins, Qin Shi Huangdi. And he is considered the first one to begin to unify China. And Qin Shi Huangdi was being criticized for doing things differently than they had been done for centuries. And he got tired of being criticized, so he decided to destroy all records of how things were done in the past. And he destroyed tens of thousands of bamboo annal books.
Wow.
Now, they wrote on strips of bamboo. The Egyptians wrote on papyrus reeds. The Chinese wrote on bamboo reeds, but they did them in strips from top to bottom, and they burnt tens of thousands of these. If it had not been for the classics of history being buried in the tomb of a previous Chinese emperor, they never would have survived.
Wow.
And of course, we don't know all the ones that didn't survive.
Right. And let me just interrupt you and just say that's like the original version of Down the Memory Hole. You know, in 1984, the book by George Orwell, where it's basically the totalitarian regime, the Big Brother is Stalin and so forth. But they rewrite history and they put the history that they don't like down the memory hole. Fascinating point. Go on.
Yeah, and in that book, Winston is the character, and he says that he is the one that actually does the editing, right? He's being told the former enemy is now a former friend, and the former friend is now a former entity, and he's rewriting it all. He says, and once I make the change and I destroy the original document, he says that I'm the only one that knows the truth, and I don't even know if I can trust my memory. And so all of a sudden, it's like truth is, history is totally subjective. It's all the same way you spin articles today to push a political narrative. You spin history to push a particular political narrative. If there's no God and no absolute truth, why not twist it around? They notice this with the Egyptian emperors, pharaohs, and there's the famous Battle of Carchemish, and it's one where for centuries they thought the Egyptians had won because the Egyptian pharaoh carved on his, you know, big monuments the battle and how he was courageous and won. It wasn't until they discovered the Hittite records of the exact same Battle of Carchemish that they found out that it was the Hittites that almost won, and they had the pharaoh surrounded, and he escaped by the skin of his teeth to get out of there. And they realized that nobody wants to portray history of themselves negatively, so they'll spin it. The same way they spin news articles today, they spin history. So with the understanding of the memory hole, and we got America beginning to do this. We have Europe's history of doing this. We have China. So Mao Zedong copied this, and in the 1960s, he had a cultural revolution. What's that? It's destroying the previous culture. And they burnt thousands of books, anybody that could be considered, you know, having a Western influence. So they took all doctors, lawyers, teachers. They brought them in to the Colosseums, and they would have them confess their whiteness, you know, their shame of being associated with Western capitalist ideas and the individual and so forth. And they destroyed the oldest Buddhist temple in China. They burnt all these books. They tore down all the great gates of Beijing. They tore down, and then they would pull these old people and cut them and on their heads, and they would bleed all over. And the more blood these kids got on their clothes, the more they were considered, you know, loyal to the new People's Republic of China. And this continues. And so Xi Jinping, interestingly enough, a couple months ago, Paris was going to have an art exposition on Genghis Khan. And he, for those that aren't familiar, had the largest contiguous, that means land connected, contiguous empire in world history. Genghis Khan conquered from Korea, Hungary, Russia, all through Central Asia. And he's Mongolian. And so he had conquered China. And so the Chinese view this as an embarrassment that a Mongolian ruled them, even though he did have the biggest empire in world history, a contiguous empire. And so Paris got a phone call from Xi Jinping ordering Paris to cancel the exposition on Genghis Khan. And so around Mongolia, the Chinese towns and cities are destroying their Genghis Khan monuments and memorials. And so it's not just America pulling down statues. They're pulling down Genghis Khan statues over there as well. Pol Pot did the same thing.
Wait. I want to interrupt you for a second. America is not pulling down statues. Young skulls full of mush. I mean, a lot of people don't agree with this. But there are cases where, you know, let's say the city council of Charlottesville, they said, okay, these statues are Robert E. Lee and Lewis and Clark and so forth. These got to go. Because of political correctness, let's be frank. But I just want to say, it's especially when it was the mob tearing down the statues, that's not America doing it. It's, you know, young people in America, and it's not official. As opposed, I think, in the Chinese example you were just giving, maybe that is part of the government. Do you see the difference?
Yeah. And it's just like recently the U.S. Congress voted to remove all the statues from the U.S. Capitol that were anybody that had to do with slaveholding. And Kevin McCarthy, the Republican, gave his speech saying, well, I just want to point out that every statue we're taking down are Democrats. Isn't that interesting? But anyway, so this idea of removing statues, removing the history, Pol Pot did it in Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, and he killed anybody that wore glasses. He says if you wore glasses, you could read. If you read, you knew the history. And he wanted to destroy history. So he made 1975 the new year zero, and anything prior to that was irrelevant. And he kills 3 million people in the killing fields. I mean, just mountains of skulls. And so the Muslims do this. So Sharia Muslims, when they come into a country, they destroy the history. So in the 600s, Around 634, you have Amir ibn al-As invade Egypt with his Muslim warriors, and they go to Alexandria, where the oldest library in the world had been, and they sent a message to Caliph Umar asking him what to do with all these books and parchments, and his response was, every book that does not agree with the Quran, destroy. And every book that does agree with the Quran is redundant because we have the Quran, so destroy them all. It supposedly took 6 months to burn them all.
Wow.
And then around 832, there was a sultan in Egypt, and he noticed these pyramids with tunnels that went to stone walls. And he goes, nobody builds a building that a tunnel that ends at a stone wall. There's got to be something behind it. He has his men set a fire in front of the stone wall, and it burns for weeks and weeks until finally it weakens the stone. They crack through, and they find this room full of gold. And so they take all the Egyptian artifacts and trash them, and they melt it all down into gold because they figure all that's pre-Islam is pagan. They did the same thing in India, where they destroyed all these Hindu temples, and it's still going on today. And so Mosul, Iraq, ISIS went in there, and they smashed the ancient Assyrian Museum. Mm. For those not familiar, between the 9th and 7th century B.C., Assyria was the biggest empire in the world, right? Sennacherib, Tilgath-Pileser, all these different leaders. And they had these museums and palaces and so forth, and there was a museum there. This is where Jonah went, Nineveh. And so the Muslims just blew up the grave of Jonah, and then they smashed all these ancient statues.
That doesn't make sense. Wait, as far as Jonah, since, you know, at least within the Quran, some of the Hebrew people are recognized. Maybe Jonah wasn't or something. I don't know. That doesn't make but I understand. I mean, you know, what you're saying is this ongoing war on historical figures that went before us. So in effect, what you're saying is that this current cancel culture, which has declared war on American history, America as founded, in some ways, it's not a totally new phenomenon in world history. We have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, so you can go online. It was around July of 2017 when ISIS blew up the grave of Jonah, who had been there in a mosque museum type of thing there in Mosul, Iraq. But this idea of destroying history is intentional. It's got a purpose, and the purpose is that they want to introduce something new. Interestingly, that Stalin had the idea of, let's defeat America militarily. And here, America, at the time, we had won World War One, and then, of course, later World War Two, we won a two-front war. But America was growing in power militarily. And a guy named Antonio Gramsci said, look, you can't defeat America on the battlefield. You got to rot them from within.
Mm.
And so he came up with what's called the long march through the institutions. You got to rot every single piece of American Western civilization. And this is a quote he wrote in his prison notebooks because he died in Italian prison, Antonio Gramsci, 1937. He says, the civilized world has been thoroughly saturated with Christianity for 2,000 years. Any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values cannot be overthrown until those roots are cut. Socialism is precisely the religion that must overwhelm Christianity. In the New World Order, socialism will triumph first by capturing the culture via infiltration of schools, universities, churches, and media by transforming the consciousness of society. So Antonio Gramsci's idea of this slow rotting of America, you know, some people use the seven pillars.
We're almost out of time. Uh-huh.
His idea was you infiltrate those for the wrong side, university, churches, media. And so this is what the 1619 Project is. This
right.
is the socialist historian Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States.
Right. Okay.
And
we're basically out of time, but thank you so much. That's fascinating point.
So AmericanMinute.com, and I wrote a book on socialism that has this.
Bill Federer, AmericanMinute.com. Thanks, Bill. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sure. Bye-bye.